What did you really take about leadership from Kyle Okposo the last few years?
The main guy that pops up in my head is Joel Lundqvist. He was my captain back in Frölunda. He inspired me in many ways. He's such a good person. But then he worked so unbelievably hard. A couple of years back, like he was the oldest guy on the team. But he still worked the hardest. He had the best fitness results. He was always the guy that worked the hardest, and that's what I love about him as a leader. And then Kyle, I mean, I've learned so many things about him, how to handle himself on an NHL level, and how he was as a person with the team, how he treated everybody. He was big on everyone just getting treated the same. It was a lot of respect around him. So I've learned a lot from him also.
And the other question I have is just the captain is always trying to bring his team together. You have a lot of new guys in this team. It's been a quick camp, but what has this trip been like so far, just in terms of being able to be together nonstop 24/7 and getting ready to play games?
No, it's great. You know, we spend from the morning to afternoon together. We practiced yesterday. We went to the Bayern Munich arena. We do a bunch of stuff off the ice too, and we have good dinners. So it's a great team bonding trip for us, and we get a lot of time to hang out with each other and create good memories. So it's really fun.
Hi, Rasmus. We saw the scene yesterday with Kevin and Lindy talking, and then you getting the jersey. Can you just describe what it was like to hear your name and just sharing that moment with the guys and so forth?
Yeah, it was a very emotional moment for me, honestly. I think I had thousands of emotion when they called my name. But you know, to get to do it with this team and where we're at, or where I am in my career, and what we are capable of, and what we can do, just to be a part of that is special. And to be able to do it with this group is it was cool. So it was very nice to do it in front of the team. It was a small dinner. It was a tight group, and it was emotional for sure.
What makes this group special in your opinion? I mean, we've heard thoughts from other guys, but this group as it stands right now in September, just what makes it special from what you've seen?
Yeah, I would say the group is organically built. A lot of guys are coming from the draft. You know, we build this from the ground, and we have something really good going on. And you know, everyone is on the same page. Everybody's wanting the same thing, and we're working really hard. So you know, everyone says the journey is more fun than the results. So we're right in it, and I think we can do something really cool.
I'm curious, you know, we know you like to lead by example, and that's probably the main way that you like to lead. But the last couple of years, what have you learned about being a vocal leader and how that fits into being the captain?
I think you gotta have good timing with that stuff. The day-to-day stuff, you can work really hard. You can, like you said, I show by actions. But being a vocal leader, you definitely need it sometimes. And I've learned a lot for sure. And also, we have a lot of great guys in the room that are also vocal. So it's not just me. So no, it's gonna be good.
What was it like to see that there are going to be four guys wearing the A with you? And what can you say about what those guys bring to the table that will help you as you navigate your first year as captain?
Yeah, that's an unbelievable group. All those guys are unbelievable people and great hockey players. But what I'm most excited about is how hard they work and how much they want to have success in Buffalo. All those guys absolutely love Buffalo, and they want to do something special here. So I'm very happy those guys got called, and we are ready to go to war for each other. So It's great.
And what was it like? I mean, you mentioned all the emotions when you get, you know, you hear your name and you're the captain, but to hear it from Lindy Ruff, who was a captain for the Sabres himself, like for him to see you that way, what did that mean?
That means the world too. For him believing in me means a lot for sure. And you know, he's been in my position, so he knows what to do. So I'm very happy I can ask him any questions, and he knows what to do in this situation. So I'm very calm because of that. So yeah, I'm getting treated well.
Hey, Rasmus, you were taken. You're the number one overall pick in 2018. You're an 18-year-old. Your career has to develop. You come into Buffalo. There's an established captain already in Jack. Your career starts to really develop. There's an older player made captain in Kyle. As your career developed, when did you start thinking about, you know, someday, you know, I'd like to be the captain of this team and get that chance?
It kind of probably sounds weird, but I've always seen myself as a leader ever since I was a kid. So I've always trying to be one in the situation I'm in. That's just how I am as a person. But I it actually weird when it actually happens. But you know, I've always trying to lead by example and work really hard. So. You know, it's I think it's been a part of me for my whole career.
And you, like you say, you've always had leadership qualities. In terms of being the captain, you couldn't really think about it. Someone had the job. When they traded, when it looked like they were going to trade Kyle, when they did trade Kyle, was that really the first time in your mind that you allowed yourself to think, you know, I might be the captain of this club and this organization?
Honestly, not really. I just tried to become the best version of myself, and I just trying to want it to be myself, because you know, when it's not really organically, it's kind of forced. That's not a good thing in my opinion. So it had to just come naturally, and honestly, that's what happened. And I'm actually very happy it happened that way, because you know, when it's not very good in my opinion.